Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, finally gets a break. Snooks spent the night with the neighbor's little girl, and if all goes well, she'll remain over the weekend. Right now, Daddy is resting comfortably in his study, licking his chops at the thought of three idyllic days without Snooks. Listen.
Ah, peace. Brother, it's wonderful. I'm sitting on top of the world. Oh, who's there?
Hello, Daddy.
Snooks, you're home.
I got a lonesome for you, Daddy.
Well, that's very nice. But you should have stayed a little longer.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you'd enjoy it. Well, are you sure nothing went wrong?
Well, I had a fight with Lucy.
Oh, what for?
She took half of my cat.
Half of your cat?
Uh-huh.
What on earth are you talking about?
Her daddy said that the cat was for both of us.
Yes?
So she took the front end, and I took the back end.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Why should you fight?
Because her daddy got mad when the cat made a noise.
Oh, Snooks, don't tell me you mistreated that poor little cat.
I pulled its tail, but it was Lucy's fault.
Now, wait a minute. If you pulled the cat's tail, how could it be Lucy's fault?
I only pulled my end. But her end hollered.
Oh, this is awful. I've told you time and again to be kind to dumb animals. You should never pull a cat's tail.
He was a nasty cat, Daddy.
Oh, did he scratch you?
No, but he didn't have good manners.
The cat didn't have good manners?
No, he kept spitting on his feet and wiping them on his face.
Oh, you silly thing. That's the way a cat washes. Well, as long as you're home, take your things off and sit. Hello.
Hello, Higgins.
Yes?
This is Mr. Crumb. Your daughter stayed with us last night.
Oh, yeah, she's here now.
I know. I just tanned her good and sent her back.
What?
That kid of yours wrecked every stick of furniture in my living room. Looks like a train ran through it.
Good heavens, are you sure?
I'm sure, all right. And I'll send you a bill for the damage in the morning. Goodbye.
Well.
Who was it, Daddy?
Oh, just an old friend. Come here. Blitzkrieg. What are you backing out of that door for?
You got that spank look again.
Spank look? Why, my little angel, you wouldn't do anything to make your daddy spank you. Would you?
Wouldn't I?
Of course not. You're the best behaved little girl in the whole world. Aren't you?
Am I?
Stop answering my questions with a question.
Why?
Now, that's enough. Sit down.
Sitting down now.
You'd better sit down now.
Why?
Because you may not be able to sit down later. Now look, I don't intend to dilly-dally with you tonight. Now what happened at Mr. Crumb's house?
I was a very good girl, Daddy.
Oh, you were, eh?
Mm-hmm. I was so good I could hardly stand it.
I see. But if you behaved, you were supposed to stay over the weekend. Now, what happened that made you cut your visit short?
Well, I had to come home because...
I know nonsense. Because of what?
Because Mrs. Crumb just got a new baby this morning.
Oh, it's commencing. So, Mrs. Crumb got her new baby.
Yeah, twins.
Oh, twins.
Two boys and a girl.
Is that all?
Well, I left early.
Remarkable. And to think I saw Mrs. Crumb on the street less than an hour ago, and she didn't say a word.
Remarkable, ain't it?
Practically incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Now, Snooks, when I tell you I just received a telephone call from Mr. Crumb, it might make you switch your thoughts.
Oh.
Well?
I'm switching, Daddy.
I thought so. He just told me his furniture is wrecked. He says his living room looks as though a train had run through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me what happened. And remember, I want the absolute truth.
All right, Daddy.
Well, what happened to Mr. Crumb's living room?
A train ran through it.
Snooks!
And I tried to stop it, Daddy, but I couldn't.
Oh, why not?
Because the airplane knocked me down.
What airplane?
What'd you say, Daddy?
You said you couldn't stop the train because an airplane knocked you down. You certainly did. Now, what about this airplane?
It was pulling a train, and Superman was pushing...
Oh, silence! Oh. Snooks, you've told many fantastic stories, but this time you've outdone yourself. This is by far the best.
You like it, Dad?
No, I don't like it. You think for one instant that I believe any story about a train running through a living room?
Will you believe it about a streetcar?
No.
A wagon?
Not even a bicycle. I know you wrecked that room all by yourself.
No, I didn't. Honest, Daddy.
Then why don't you tell me the truth?
Because if I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yes, I will. But I'm warning you, Snooks. This time I want the real truth. You hear me? The real truth!
All right.
Very well. Now, who wrecked that room?
Six camels came in and broke everything with their humps.
Oh. Six camels. And where did these camels come from?
From the circus.
Circus? There isn't any circus here.
Yes, there is. I've seen the posters.
Oh, those posters were left over from last year.
There was a camel, Dad.
That's the last straw. Snooks, I gave you a chance to tell the truth. And you choose to make up these horrible falsehoods.
It's the truth, Daddy.
Now, just for being so insistent, I'm going to give you the worst spanking you ever had. Get me a slipper. Six camels, no less. You've got to be taught once and for all.
Here's a slipper, Daddy.
Turn over. Have you anything to say before I spank you?
No.
Very well. Here we go. Here's another. Hello.
Hello, Higgins. This is Crumb again.
I'll talk to you later, Crumb. I'm giving the child...
Now, here, don't hit her. Don't hit her. I've done the kid a terrible injustice. She didn't touch my living room.
No?
You'd never believe who wrecked it.
Who?
Six camels. They got loose from the zoo and came to the backyard.
Hi, Snooks. You were telling the truth all the time.
I knew you wouldn't believe me, Daddy.
Oh. You don't know how sorry I am, child. What can I do?
Give me the slipper.
Huh?
Turn over, Daddy.
All right, Snooks.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Well, thank you, baby Snooks and Daddy.